Hello.
Is this okay? Growing up, I was always curious about the significance of baptism and Holy Communion. I'd always observe people get baptized and have communion in the church, but I did not really understand the meaning of doing them. I used to think that they were just normal ceremonial church activities when I was younger. But it wasn't until with God's guidance and by joining the Confirmation Catechism taught by Pastor Allen that I was able to learn what they mean and open my eyes to new truths. I learned that these are the means of grace where we were forgiven of our sins to receive the gift of salvation. This is as Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says on baptism, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life." And as John chapter 6, verse 53 says on the Holy Supper, "So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.'" When I learned these truths from the class, I felt very thankful to God. Thankful for feeling renewed in my baptism. Thankful for understanding communion before even having them. I knew I had made the right choice. And I know that I am part of the Christian family, the community of believers blessed with undeserving mercy. I knew today I would be taking part in the Holy Communion. I feel excited not because I would finally know the taste of wine and bread, which I have been curious about, but because I know that they quench and satisfy my spiritual thirst and hunger to give me renewed life and receive the promise of the forgiveness of sins. I pray that all who hear my testimony will share this sense of gratefulness to God and encourage all the youths and those around you to share the gospel of Christ, not to get frustrated or discouraged, but to share it with love, understanding, and gentleness. Baptism and Holy Communion are essential parts of the Christian faith. They are powerful symbols of God's love and grace, and they offer us a way to connect with Him on a deeper level. I am grateful for the opportunity to experience these sacraments, and I look forward to continuing to grow in my faith. Finally, I would like to thank Pastor Allen for having patience teaching and my fellow catechists for sharing this experience. God bless you all richly.
Let's put our hands at the thank you.